We thank you for the joy and the peace, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Mighty God, praise God, praise God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this house. Does anybody feel that in the house of the Lord? Praise God, praise God. Man, God's so good. God's so good. What an atmosphere. What a church. What a day. My God, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Is anybody glad to be in the house on a Sunday night? Is anybody glad to be in God's house? Praise God, praise God. If you'll turn in your Bibles, we're going to go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. We'll read one verse of scripture. Read verse 14. James chapter 4 and verse 14. We were preaching last week in Jackson, Tennessee. It's a home missions work. And last week we were preaching the word of God and exhorting them to have an atmosphere of praise and worship and a dynamic atmosphere for people to come in and receive the Spirit of God. An atmosphere like this. We were talking about that last week, and when we got done preaching, they started praying for their city. And they started just praying and reaching out to God and saying, God, we want revival. And it was a sincere cry. It was a sincere prayer. And after the service, the pastor got the microphone after, and he said, I want this church to get serious about evangelism. I want you to go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. And I got a picture this morning while we were in church. They had somebody receive the Holy Ghost this morning. And I know we have people receive the Holy Ghost all the time, but for a small church, that is a big deal. I'm thankful that God is operating and moving in the cities that God is sending us to. I'm thankful to be a part of the kingdom of God. And I believe that as we go and God sends revival, that God's going to continue to send revival in Birmingham, that lives are going to be changed, that people are going to be transformed, that people are going to be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Does anybody believe that? Clap your hands all over this house. Praise God. James chapter 4. Begin reading verse 14. The Bible says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? He said, what is your life? Here today, gone tomorrow. Life is short. James begins to answer the question. He said, for what is your life? He said, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. He said, what is your life? He said, it's even a vapor. It appears for a little time, and it vanishes away. For just a few moments, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about operating between the numbers. Operating between the numbers. If you'll lift up your voice, put your Bibles down. Somebody pray with me right now. Somebody lift up a cry in this house. Somebody ask God to anoint the rest of this service right now. Somebody clap your hands one more time as you're seated. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Operating between the numbers. There is a dimension that we all have to contend with. It moves within the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice. And it takes its cues from God and God alone. It is a thing that we call time. And time is a thing that is measured in seconds and minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years. And as the saying goes, time waits for no man. It moves and is as consistent as the rising and the setting of the sun. Time has no delay. Time has no stoppage. Time just keeps on ticking. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And with the first breath, the clock began to tick. The first set of numbers are placed and a birth date is set. And we start racing toward the second set of numbers because there is a thing called death. And a death date is inevitable. On one side, you have the beginning. And on the other side, you have the end. But I've come to preach to you tonight about the space between the numbers. You don't get to choose when you were born, and you don't get to dictate when you die. But all we've got, I said all we've got, is the space between the numbers. I've come to preach to somebody right now that we've got to operate between the numbers, that we got to get to work while it's day. This thing called life, each and every one of us has one to live. And let me remind you, young people, let me let you know, if you don't know yet, that life is short. James said it in our text. He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The wise man Solomon said in his book, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. These men were able to capture the fragility of life. Life is fragile. Life is fleeting, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Life is a gift, my friend, but life is short, easily taken for granted. And if we're not careful, time will slip away through our fingertips, never to regain it again. One man said it this way: time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once you've lost it, you can never get it back. We've only got a little bit of time to live. We've only got a little bit of time to operate. And I'm here to get a clarion call going in the house of God and tell somebody right now, it's time to operate between the numbers. You've got to get to work. You've got to get. He said, time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once you've lost it, my God, you can never get it back again. Time is fleeting, and time is ticking, and it's never stopping. And I believe that God sent me to wake somebody up on a Sunday night. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13, and that knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Come on, somebody. It's time to get up. I know, young people, you think you're going to live forever, but I got a news flash for you. Life is short. Life is short. You've got to get busy while you've got time. They say youth is wasted on the young. But I wonder if I got a young person that'll defy that right now and that'll say, as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to use my strength, I'm going to use my vigor, and I'm going to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to wake up and get busy about the kingdom of God. Somebody clap your hands right now. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Time is passing you by. Life is passing you by. Your calling is passing you by. It's time for somebody to get up and operate between the numbers. You've only got a little bit of time. And when you start to understand the gravity of that, You may find yourself desperately trying to get a hold of some of the time that you lost. When you get a gravity of how short this life can be, you start to understand, I got to get to work right now. I can't wait. I can't push my calling off. I got to get busy about the kingdom of God. It's time for somebody to be who God has created you to be. There comes a point in time, if I can say it like this, that you realize that you're truly alive. A point when you have to be conscious about your mortality. I'm not telling you to wake up in the morning and think about death, but every so often you need to realize and understand that time is not going to tick forever, and you're not going to be walking around every day for the rest of this world and the rest of the time. But God has given you a little sliver on the earth to get busy in his kingdom, to get about your call, to get about your purpose, to get about the mission that God has called you to. Somebody's got to wake up on a Sunday night. You got to understand, man, I'm only here right now. Young people say it like this. They say, I got next. Anybody heard that? You need to get an attitude in your spirit and say, no, I got right now. Stop pushing the call of God way down the road. Stop pushing the call of God down to a day when you get it all together. Let me let you in on a secret. Nobody's got it all together. Nobody's qualified. Some people, they say, I'm not qualified to do anything for God. Let me tell you something right now in the Holy Ghost. Nobody's qualified. Come on, somebody. It's time to wake up. You got to get up today. You've got... Wake up and understand that life is short. Wake up and understand that I can't just go throughout my life passing the time. I've got a limited amount of moments. I've got a limited amount of seconds and hours and minutes and days. I've only got a little space here. I've got to get busy about the kingdom of God. There comes a point in time when you just got to understand, man, I'm not going to be here forever. Let me get busy about the call. Let me get tethered to what God has called me to be. Let me get tethered to the reason that I'm standing here today. Fear. The enemy likes to use fear to hold you back from your call. Fear and trepidation. I believe that fear has a graveyard way bigger than failure ever will. And fear is gripping the minds of apostolics and apostolic young people that will let you know that you just got to stay safe. You just got to keep it in the road. You can't take any risk. I'm here to preach to somebody that you need to get a word from God. And when you get a word from God, by God, you got to follow it all the way through. Stop letting fear hold you back from what God has called you to be. Paralyzed by the fear. Halted. Fear, and you're in a place of uncertainty, and you don't know how it's going to end. If I follow after the call of God, I don't know where it's going to end up. I'm telling you, when you're following God, you got to just let go and let God. You've got to operate in the arena of faith, and you got to say, God, you're going to make a way when there seems to be no way. I don't know where we're going to go next, but God, wherever you call me to go, I'm going to go. If you lead, I'm going to follow. Does anybody believe what I'm preaching? Fear will keep you in a place where you're paralyzed and you're immobile and you're not doing anything for God. But you're just trying to keep it safe. You're just trying to keep it in line. You're just trying to pay your bills, and you're doing a good thing. But at some point in your life, you got to get tethered to what God created you to be and do. And you got to go about following after that with all of your heart. I'm not telling you to quit your job today. But if God told you you got to quit your job, you ought to quit your job and follow the plan of God. Yeah, there's a lot of qualifying statements that we can make right now, but I believe this church is mature enough to understand the intentional relationship between taking care of the things that you're supposed to take care of and following after the things of God. Some people, they let their past hold them back from the future that God has called them to. I'm going to preach here for just a little while because I got an attitude in the house and I'm sick and tired of the enemy holding people back by their own past. I'm telling you, what happens when you start to when you start looking at the word of God through the lens of your circumstance and your situation and your failure and your mess up and every time where you fell short from the call of God. You'll begin to have a distorted view of what God you really serve, and you'll start viewing the word of God through the lens of your mistakes and your failure and your mess up. But God sent a preacher. Don't you pass me by tonight. I'm preaching to somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. You better get on board with your call. Stop making excuses. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the enemy will get in your ear. You're never going to be anything for God. You're never going to do anything for God. Your family's a wreck. Your life is a wreck. Who are you anyway? You try to take a step forward, and the enemy keeps pushing you back. You try to take another step forward, and the enemy keeps bringing up all the old stuff about your life. But I thank God. I said, I thank God for the blood. Does anybody thank God for the blood today? And that distorted view that you start to look at the word of God and God himself through, your ministry will start to take on that edge, and you'll start to look at people and not believe that they can make it back to the house. You'll start looking at people and not believe that they can be anything in the house. You'll start looking at people with your broken, distorted view, but you got to get back to an altar and let God let you know, I can use you again. I can work through you again. Preaching to somebody right now, you know what I'm talking about in the house. You have no joy. You have no peace. You, my God, you roll around at night because you're not happy. Yeah, you got some money in your pocket, but you're not happy because you know God's got a call on your life. And you're working and you're doing the best that you can in that realm, and that's honorable, and you're being a good dad. But I'm telling you, you'll never truly be, I don't even want to use the word happy. You'll never be complete until you start to pursue the thing that God put in your heart, till you start to pursue the true call. I'm telling somebody right now, don't you pass me by. Hear the word of God today. I'm trying to help somebody today. God called you to greatness. God called you to be great. We need your voice. We need your ministry. We need you singing. We need you doing what God has called you to do. That's why you got to get back to the house of God. That's why you got to sit and hear the preached word of God. And you got to let the preacher preach to you one more time. And you can't write them off. You got to listen to the word of God. And you've got to buy in 100%. And you've got to say, man, I know I made mistakes. I know I messed up. I know I lost out. But God, if you can use anything, you can use me. God, I know I'm broken. I know I'm beat up. But guess what, baby? God uses the broken. God uses the beat up. God uses people that are messed up and lost and hurt. But if you get a hold of that call of yours. If you get a hold of the call, that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to keep you at a place where you're immobile. He's trying to paralyze you. But don't ever forget, the clock is ticking. Don't ever forget, time is passing us by. Don't ever forget that we can never get the moments back. Don't ever forget that you can never get the years back. Don't ever forget that if you keep pushing off the call and pushing off the call, you don't know what's on tomorrow. Life is quick. Life is short. Somebody's got to operate between the numbers. Somebody's got to get busy with the call of God. Somebody's got to get busy with the plan of God. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You've been pushing it off for a long time. But today, God sent me here right now to wake you up and get you tethered to the call. If you believe what I'm preaching, you ought to clap your hands right now. And it's the trick of the enemy to keep you at a place where you're stagnant and you're immobile and you're paralyzed and you're not doing anything for God. And you get to that place and he's praying that doubt and fear and anxiety and uncertainty, and he'll make sure that he uses all of these tools to use up your time. Don't forget, clock is ticking. Clock is ticking. God is calling somebody tonight. God is trying to tether you to the place where you're supposed to be. God's trying to work with you right now in this moment. God sent me here today. I'm telling you right now, God sent me here tonight to wake somebody up so you can get tethered to your call, because your call is not all about you. You've got to move. You've got to go. There's other people that you've got to reach, but you got to get beyond your past. You got to stop letting your past hold you back from your future. You've got to get to a place where you just trust the will and the plan of God. The enemy wants you to settle, and he wants you to live beneath your calling, and he wants you to just stay complacent. I'm not talking about being somebody else, somewhere else, doing something else. I'm talking about you right now doing what God has called you to do. I'm talking about the person that God has created you to be. I'm talking about getting to a place where I'm not satisfied. I'm not willing to settle for a mediocre reality, but I've only got a short amount of time, and I've got to operate between the numbers. I've got to move. I've got to work while it's day. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh where no man can work. I got to get busy about the call of God. Gotta move, because the clock is ticking. Doubt, fear, and unbelief. Consider this. Einstein said, time is really the only capital that a man has and the only thing that he can't afford to lose. But if we looked at it like money, we'll approach time a little bit different. 886,400 dollars a day. Somebody handed you that. $86,400 dollars a day. And they told you that at the end of the day, you can't carry it over. So whatever you didn't use, whatever you didn't spend, is just discarded. You'll keep spending until it's night. You'll keep spending that money until you can spend it every single day. But I'm telling you, if we looked at this, because we have 86,400 seconds in a day, and time is more valuable than money. You get any dead, any man on his deathbed that's about to leave this life, and you ask him what he wants, he will probably tell you that he wants more time. It's not about the money. It's about the time. It's about the moments. It's about what can I do to affect the kingdom of God in a way that's never been affected before. You've got a voice that only you can use. Nobody else can be you. We need your voice. We need your ministry. We need your wisdom. We need your understanding. We need to see the way that you turn the prism a little bit so we can see God in a better view. But somebody's got to operate between the numbers. Somebody's got to work while it's day. Somebody's got to get a hold of their call. Doubt, fear, and unbelief will cause us to run into this thing that we call analysis paralysis. And what happens is we analyze and never come to a decision that we waste the time away. The Bible says that they wandered aimlessly. And we live life walking around thinking about, man, we can do it. Maybe we can do this. Or God said do this, but I don't really know. The enemy wants you here. Because don't forget, clock is ticking. And he understands the clock. He understands that if I can just get them distracted on everything else, then they'll miss the opportunity for the call that God has on their life. And you'll be walking around in a circle, wandering aimlessly because you can't fully commit to the ways and the kingdom and the principles of God and the call that God has placed on your life. I wonder if somebody tonight can wake up right now. I wonder if somebody tonight can just say, God, I know I'm afraid. I know I don't know where it's going to go, but God, I trust you. Because it takes faith. It takes faith. It takes you letting go of the wheel and let God drive just a little while. Just let God take the wheel for a little while. Sit in the back seat and just say, God, wherever you want to go, God, I will follow. But the enemy is trying to spend up all of your time and keep you in a place of paralysis where you keep analyzing what's going to happen to me if I follow this call, and what's going to happen to my family, and what's going to happen to my job, and what's going to, my God, today. God's got a call on your life. God's got something for you to do right now. You don't have to push the car way down the road. You don't have to keep kicking the proverbial can down the road and one day catching up with your calling. God's placed it right here in this sanctuary on a Sunday night, and you can pick it up and you can begin to operate on your job, in your school, in your city, and you can do whatever God has called you to do right now. You can be whatever God has called you to be right now. You can go wherever God has called you to go right now. Proverbial tipping point, the place where we're standing on the edge, and you know with everything in you what you're supposed to do, but you're thinking about everything that'll be lost if you take the leap. God sent me here to just push you just a little bit over the edge, because death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside of us while we live. It's the man that they talk about, the man that's walking around with wings on his back, but when he goes to his grave, he never used his wings. The wings just stayed dormant. He never flew. He never used the gift that God has called. I'm telling you, you have a gift. You have a purpose. You have a call. Don't let it go to the grave with you. You don't know how much time you have left. You've got to get busy while it's day. You've got to operate between the numbers. You've got to work right now. You got to say, God, I got to get some stuff done right now. Praise God. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Does anybody hear what I'm saying tonight? Does anybody believe what I'm talking about right now? Does anybody know it to be true that if we give our life to God, that he'll purpose us in a way that we've never been purposed before, that we'll actually walk in the call and the purpose and the mission that God has called us to? I don't want to live a life of what ifs. Read a lot of business stuff and just read a lot in general. Some of the things that when they interview certain people and they are at the end of their life, they start asking them, what would you do different? And oftentimes, if you listen to enough of that, you'll hear, I would take more risk. I would start that business. I would stop living my life with handcuffs on. I will pursue the call of God. That's what I'm preaching tonight. That you looked at the end of your life and you look back and said, I didn't leave a stone unturned. I just tried to do everything that I could. Yeah, I'm going to make some mistakes sometimes. Yeah, I'm going to move too quickly, and I'm going to make some mistakes like Peter, and I'm going to think that I know everything. But I'm telling you, sometimes, man, you got to get like Peter, and you got to just be willing to make some mistakes. You got to be willing to just step out on faith and let God lead you and guide you. And it's going to be a rocky road when you start making decisions like that. And things are going to get a little rough. But God just wants to know, can you endure the shaking? Can you endure the hard times? Because the enemy is going to send everything but the kitchen sink at you to try to stop you from the call and the plan that God has for you. And so at the beginning, it's going to be rocky. And there are going to be times where you question the call and you question what God told you in the light, and you get to the darkness and the enemy tries to snatch it away and he tries to pull you back to a place of inactivity. But the kingdom of God is about movement. We gotta always continue to move. We can't stay still. We can't be stagnant. God doesn't want a monument. God wants a movement, and you gotta get a part of the movement and the kingdom of God. And when you do, I'm telling you, you're gonna understand, man, I'm glad I stepped out on faith. God knew what he was doing all along the way. We're not going to live forever. And this is a difficult conversation for young people. I've been there where you feel invincible. But all you got to do is go to the graveyard one time with somebody that's your age, and you will realize really quick there's a sobering that happens in your spirit when you see somebody that's the same age as you that's laying in a casket. I'm not trying to scare anybody tonight. I just want somebody to get a hold of their calling. I just want somebody to say, God, if you can use anything, you can use me. I'm a living testimony today. If God can use me, God can use anybody. I believe that with everything that's in me. I know I'm not called, or I know I'm not anything in the kingdom, but if God is on your side, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. I can do all things. Somebody lift your hands right now. Oh, Jesus. Brother Sam, if you come to the music. Oh, Jesus. I know I'm pushing a little bit tonight, but I firmly believe that the answer is revival, and the answer is each and every person getting tethered to what God has called you to be. And so if I can get you to a place where you understand, we don't have a whole bunch of time, I've got this little bit of space, and I've got to get busy about the kingdom of God. I've got to get busy about the calling of God. I've got to get busy about the ministry that God has placed on my heart. I got to get busy about that. I know we've got to work. We've got to do all of these things, and I'm not diminishing anything. I hope we can have this conversation, but I want to tell you today that there is something specific that God has called you to that you can't keep pushing off, because the clock is ticking. Running out of time. You were born, and frantically we start racing towards the end. We start racing towards the finish line. And you got to get to a place where you're not satisfied to just exist, just to exist. Yeah, you're in the house of God, and God, you're doing a good job. But there's something specific that God is calling you to. There's something specific that God is calling us to. And I believe that right now, we've got to begin to operate while it's day. We got to get busy operating between the numbers. I wonder if we can stand all over this building right now. If anybody hears what I'm preaching today, if anybody feels that tug one more time, if anybody knows that God has placed you here for such a time as this, and that this moment is not just another moment, but this is a moment where God has called you again, where God has told you that if you just follow me, I'll purpose your life. I'll give you everything that you've ever wanted. I'll give you everything that you've ever needed. I wonder right now, can somebody come and pray? I wonder right now, can somebody get tethered to the call? Can somebody get tethered to the purpose? Can somebody get tethered to the mission today? Come on, somebody lift your voices all over this house. Somebody lift up your voice. Somebody talk to God right now. Somebody take a moment and just listen for what God wants you to do. Somebody, the Holy Ghost is in this house right now. The Holy Ghost is ministering in this house. God's here right now. God's helping right now. God's working right now. God's trying to help us tonight.
He's still proving just how great He is.
Speaking to us tonight. Spirit right now. God's gonna pour out His Spirit to tonight. God's doing a work right now. Somebody cry out to him. Somebody help somebody else pray right now. is revival. This is revival. This is revival. Praise God. Praise God. It's so good to see Brother Rodney and Sister Pam in the house tonight. Is anybody glad to see Brother Rodney and his mom in the house? Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for filling one with the Holy Ghost tonight. God's moving in this house. God's working in the city of Birmingham. God's pouring out revival all around us. Somebody, one more time, clap your hands to the Lord all over this house. Praise God, praise God. Show your strength with your neighbor. In Jesus' name.